Recorded. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Team Glacken Motivational Call. We get together every single Monday morning just about to share ideas and suggestions and really not only just get the day going, but share some ideas. And we do love that these calls can be interactive, so feel free to share as we go through. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about increased volume with focused effort. And I thought what we'd do to start off is actually share a few housekeeping details. Jennifer wanted me to share that there are a few items currently on back order, so make sure that you stay up to date with that. You can see that when you log into your back office on the bottom right-hand side of that first page. You can see product availability report. And currently, unfortunately, Basic G is on back order. It says that they're working on that to expedite the production. Chewable vitamin C, which is also certainly popular during a time when people are trying to stay well, is on back order but available this week. And then germ off disinfectant wipes are expected to be available on April 16th. So make sure you stay up to date with the products that are on back order. That way you can keep your customers in the know of what products may be missing from their orders. I believe all the kits are still available. They'll just, any kit that would include the Basic G or the wipes would still arrive to your customer. They would just have a notice in there that there is a back order. And then Jennifer did want me to talk a little bit about the verbiage that we use around the Basic G. You know, a lot of us have been using the Shockley products for a long time, and we've probably come up with all kinds of creative ways to use the products. Basic G is probably one of those you definitely don't want to mess around with. It is a germicide. It's meant to kill germs. It certainly disinfects and cleans and does exactly what it's supposed to do when we use it exactly how Shockley suggests. So mixing it up per the directions on the bottle and making sure that our customers are doing the same, making sure that we're not using verbiage that says cures or, you know, protects you against, making sure that we're just using the verbiage that Shockley has shared with us. Anything that you see on the Shockley website, on the Shockley Instagram pages or Facebook anywhere, all of that verbiage is totally okay for us to use the Shockley catalog. It's when we start to put in our own words that maybe we could get into trouble. So just be careful when sharing that in person or online. Okay, so that's a few housekeeping things. Does anybody have any questions about any of that? I don't know if I could answer any of that, but we could certainly throw the questions out if you have any. Okay, we're going to move into today's topic, which is increasing volume with focused effort. And I thought I'd just kind of throw that out there and ask, what does that mean to you when you hear that sentence, increasing volume with focused effort? What does that mean, or what might that look like to you? We have a quiet group this morning.
This is Lydia. For me, I've been going back through customers who maybe had not ordered in a while but have ordered immune health products in the past and reaching out to them by phone and email to let them know we do have these products available in the spring season, which is already challenging for colds and flus and allergies anyway, and just if they need anything that I'm here to help them.
And Lydia, if I may just pick your brain a little bit more, I know that Jennifer was just out by you and you host an event. That's certainly a focused way to increase your volume. Do you mind sharing a little bit about, you know, how you put that together or how you created some volume from that event?
Oh, sure. To be honest, it was very tricky to get people at the event because of the timing of everything with coronavirus news. We were able to have a great one-on-one with a new business builder that joined recently. he's a chiropractor and he's excited to start a PIC challenge with his client base. So, you know, that's going to be volume down the road, but definitely just talking even one-on-one with people in your organization, especially the business builders, and helping them make plans for the futures and juggle making Zoom calls like Jennifer's doing for today's Chicago trip, right, to keep things moving. So that's just one example.
Great. So right now is definitely not the time to get groups of people together as per suggested by the CDC, right? So we need to be mindful of that. But that certainly doesn't stop our business. There's so many different ways that we can gather, whether it's on Zoom or phone calls or one-on-one. They're saying, you know, if both people are not sick and you're feeling comfortable, you can certainly try to possibly do that. But we appreciate your honesty in that because, right, you planned this and you probably thought it was going to turn out a little bit differently. But at the end, sometimes it's just those one or two people that really make a big impact, you know, and it sounds like this would be the perfect person to continue to share Shackley's Wellness since it's a chiropractor. So kudos to you for continuing to move forward with that, even though there, you know, was definitely some current concern. There is definitely concern out there with doing large group events. All right, so what does increasing volume with focused effort mean to you? Or what does that look like when you hear that sentence? I'll ask that one more time, and then we'll throw out some ideas.
Hi, Denise. This is Linda Courtney from Indiana.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking so many times I get caught up in just servicing the people who appear before me or call, and there are always things, you know, maintenance kind of things that we do in our business. And very often, for me, it's the tail wagging the dog. And I think that focused effort, that concentrated effort, I think it starts in your mind and with a goal, a specific goal to meeting X amount of people or have, you know, one particular message, like, for instance, the health and wealth presentation, and, you know, just make some specific goals that go past that maintenance that we get into because life does crowd in. That's what increases our volume when we do that.
Great to hear. Thank you for sharing. I remember when I first got started, and of course, Shackley has a lot of products, right? And for me, I wanted to be the queen of all and learn it all and, you know, share it all. And when I heard the concept of maybe just picking one product line, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to miss out on so many people. I just couldn't wrap my head around the concept that, you know, really focused effort really kind of looks different, I suppose, for everybody. But it doesn't have to be that you're singling out. It could be if you're an established business person and right now maybe you've probably already started this, right? Because it's cold and flu season regardless of what's going on. You know, if you had a plan in place where you were focused on prevention and building the immunity, you're still going to gather, you know, all your people together and talk to them about that. It's very focused and offers lots of rewards, not only health benefits to people that you're talking to, but then, you know, building your team and your business as well. That doesn't mean you're not going to talk about the other products. It did take me a long time to wrap my head around that. And I just realized that I could focus on, you know, nutrition and still talk about the green products. And then during times when maybe Shackley launched a new product line, certainly in the weight loss or in the skincare, you know, I could focus my efforts and to introduce the new products to the people that way. So focused effort might look a little different to everyone. For me, it took me a little while to wrap my head around it, but when I did, it just made a whole lot of sense to be able to share all of, eventually, you know, when you stick with it long enough, right, you're going to eventually share all of the products with your people. So having a focused effort, especially during a time when people need to be educated, right, which is probably all the time, but especially during times when of unsuredness, you know, if we're offering consistent, focused information. They'll be educated, and then they'll learn to come to you for times where they need you. And I actually have seen that quite a bit in my business this past month, with people coming out of the woodwork that, you know, haven't purchased in a long time and purchasing immunity products and basic G and wipes, right? Because they knew all along that Shekla was loyal, but maybe for whatever reason they just kind of fell off a little bit. So staying focused, I think, is really, really important and something that I definitely learn and still work on every single day in my business. So that's where I'm at with that. Does that bring up any thoughts or comments from anybody? All right, well, let's talk about how can we do some focused effort. What does that look like? And so what I thought we would do is talk about some ways to create that focused effort, not only in ourselves but in our team, how we can increase our volume by using the focused effort ideas as well. So right now, we should be planning into, you know, the next several months, right, 3 months at a time. We can certainly talk about focusing our effort in currently what's going on now, or we can move, we could set up, I mean, we all own our own businesses, right? The beauty of this is that we can even be working, you know, for the end of the year plan. But maybe in times right now, it'd be best to have a little bit of a focused effort to help people feel comfortable. I've read over and over that because, you know, the coronaviruses and illnesses are a big concern right now. People are a little unsure. So mindfulness and calming is really helping people. And I feel like we can do that by sharing some information with our customers that makes them feel that way. So, and it's a good time to reach out. A lot of people are quarantined. They're home, right? So we'll be able to hopefully have conversations. And again, we want to be careful when we're using our verbiage, but just kind of seeing where they're at with that. I know Teresa Sakis did a great post last week with her customers where she talked about the stress relief complex, probably a product that we don't do a lot of focus around. But right now, I'm guessing a lot of people could probably use some additional tools on how to be stress-free. So maybe put together a small few pack of products that you're going to be talking about, or maybe you want to talk about the product packs that Shekla has put together. Either way, those are focused efforts in getting the information out there. So Shekla does a great job of putting together those packs, and that's a really great way to go ahead and focus. Right now it's Nutrition Month, and so we're talking about, Shekla's talking about the greens. There are bulletin posts that you can share with pictures and verbiage. Customers are getting a free greens booster with a $200 order. There's a thank you gift Shekla's giving to honor customers as well. So if you look in your back office, you can see how Shekla's thanking your customers with some additional percentages off. So you can let customers know about those deals. So in a focused effort right now, making phone calls, as was mentioned, you know, reaching out to your customers and just kind of letting them know, see how they're feeling, see what's going on with them, and see how you can help them, I think is a great way. It's a great way to increase your volume right now, and that's a great focus.
Yes,
I feel like I'm rambling. So, yes, please somebody say something.
Hi, it's Trista.
Good morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning. My husband and I are getting ready. We're kind of planning out our week and our day and everything, and we're talking about making calls later, and we're seeing, you know, some of the news. We're trying to avoid it, but people are, like, kind of like the thing that struck me this morning when we were watching it, they're talking about substitute teachers. You know, they're not protected financially, so they're saying they're trying to pick up Uber and do things to get some instant cash. And I said, you know, we need to listen when we're servicing our members and customers on product and listen for if they are worried or if they're out of work and say, hey, we do have an option, you know. And now with the prove it challenges and then the direct deposit, people can really make money the very next day, you know. So we're keeping our ears open as we make our calls today, just not for product concerns, but also for concerns when people are worried about their financial futures and working from home. And I mean, we're very lucky. My husband's like, let's go to the beach and make calls by the ocean because we can, and, you know, fill up on vitamin C and stuff. So that's how we're using our focused efforts starting today.
I love that. We really do have a business model that allows us to work even in times when other people are not able to at all, even mandated not to work and stay home. And you're right, they are not getting paid. Maybe there might be some financial kickback from the government, but it's really unknown. So, you know, that really is something to listen for, because while they're home, like you said, Trista, right now they could be earning money with the Shackley opportunity. So thank you so much for sharing that and reminding us of that. It's definitely something that we want to be talking about. How about anybody else? Anything come up for increasing your volume with some focused effort as we're talking about our topic this morning? What's come up for you?
Good morning, Denise. It's Jackie.
Good morning.
Hi. To piggyback on Trista, I was thinking the same thing this morning, and tomorrow night is the Health and Wealth webinar with Jennifer, so we have something to bring them to. So I thought I would talk to a few people that have kind of been asking questions, leaning in, and ask them to join the Health and Wealth webinar tomorrow night.
Great idea. So a focused effort on inviting people to the Health and Wealth is if you're consistently inviting to that. So we know that that is available every single week. And if for some reason it's not live, we certainly have a recorded version. So I know in the past people have made up postcards with the link or emails with the link on it. And you, maybe your focused effort is to invite 5 people every single day. 5 for 5, right? Call it 5 people, 5 days a week. And certainly not all those 5 people are going to be able to join us on that Health and Wealth for whatever reason. But eventually what will happen is because of that roller coaster effect, you will eventually have consistency of attendance on that phone call, on that webinar. So that's a great way to focus your effort on bringing people to a Health and Wealth. And, you know, we're not going to be able to do that in person. The ideal way is to get them to that event virtually, really the only way right now. So I think that's brilliant. Creating a focused effort to bring people to the Health and Wealth virtually. I love it. What else could we do to increase volume with focused effort? Shackley has a great amount of product packs, and I know in the past people have built up their volume quite a bit that way by sharing the packs. I don't know if Teresa's on the call this morning, but she's always done a great job of sharing packs. Certainly has sold, you know, onesie twosies over the year, but she, over the years, she has always focused on the packs that Shackley's offered, and I know she runs really high volume because of that, and she has a really great following because all of her customers are really Shackleyites. They use a lot of the different products, and that's because she's passionate about selling the packs. Because when you think about that, a lot of the packs, you know, include quite a few products. So looking through, maybe pick a few packs that you'd like to do, whether it's weight loss or the immune pack or, you know, the current pack that Shackley just released. You know, pick maybe a targeted solution or two and really focus on increasing your volume by sharing those packs, whether it's with current customers or, yes, current customers or with new customers. You know, working with those bundles is really just a great way to share the Shackley products, but also increase that volume. Because typically those packs are usually right around 100 PV, not all of them, but a lot of them are right around there. And that's just a really nice way, especially if you're helping somebody build. You know, selling the Vitali and the Herblex things now and then, I mean, we've all been there, right? It happens. You know, I think somebody's going to buy a big pack and then they end up with one or two, which is fine. But when you focus on those packs, typically, you know, you're moving those packs. So that really does bring in that volume and help to build that business. Like Trista was saying, we want these people who are not able to work right now to bring in some income. And so that'll really happen by moving those packs. I didn't know if somebody wanted to say something or that they were just jumping in to say good morning. All right. So we talked about calling customers and people right now, probably home, emailing, you know, whether it's somebody who's, Lydia talked a little bit about maybe reaching out to people who have ordered in the past. Right now might be a good time to do some follow-up to some people that you haven't been able to reach. So social events in groups is not going to happen right now, but we can do those, you know, in Zoom rooms or over the phone, invite them to the health and wealth. Love that idea. You know, keep inviting to those events, and we'll have a great group of people on those. Talk about the business right now. People are getting told to stay home from work and not earning money. You know, my daughter falls into that category. She is a hairstylist, and they close their doors, and so she's not going to be making any money. And my son-in-law works at a gym, and they close their doors for the next couple of weeks, and so he's not going to be making any money. So, it, you know, people need to bring in some additional income, and they've been talking about Shaklee, thank goodness, so they can reap the rewards of that. It's wonderful that we have an opportunity that we can really still create income even when, and we are a home-based business, and so it's really kind of ideal for us to be home. Selling packs, we talked about. So creating packs, whether you create your own pack or you use the packs, that seems like a little bit of work to me, but you can certainly do that. But Shaklee creates packs as well. So, you know, the immunity pack or the Get Clean pack or the Prove It Challenge, you know, all of those are great packs that we can share with our customers, and it's a great way to focus your effort and increase your volume. And that's our topic this morning, increasing volume with focused effort. So I'm going to stop there, see if anybody else has drummed up any additional thoughts or you want to share some ideas.
Actually, hi, Denise. This is Linda Rica from Pennsylvania.
Good morning.
Morning. Lots of great topics and ideas, and I appreciate everybody sharing. I have more of a question than a share right now because I can see the benefits of volume just as when we sell a pack versus single product, or we get a distributor to help us and help themselves and help others, the numbers multiply more exponentially than onesie-twosie. So similarly, I've always felt that it would be a great idea to get involved with either, like, doctor's offices that might want to also expand their business, or, like, a massage therapist who may be down, like you mentioned, the people who are doing service professions who are down right now. And I had questions about the how-to of that. And also similarly, there are lots of organizations I've heard of over the years, but not just generic kinds of organizations. I haven't heard of specific ones where people use Shaklee as a fundraiser, because it always seemed to me that the world does not need more gift wrap or pizza, or let alone, you know, sugar-laden cookies. I was a Girl Scout too, but... It seems like it would be such a good idea. So I was wondering if anyone on the call, if we're limited on time, if you could at least maybe post or see my post in the Team Glacken. I really would like to talk to people who've done either something like a doctor's office kind of, some kind of office kind of place, or a gym kind of place, or a fundraiser. Some of those where you're marketing to a lot of people at once you get it set up, but the hurdle of getting it set up and the how to get it set up and the unique offer to offer to those people that they see the light. If there's somebody that might want to speak a little bit to that, but more importantly, maybe be willing to have a conversation, I'm very motivated to make those kinds of things happen.
I think partnering, yeah, you're welcome. Great question. So I think partnering with a health professional is a perfect blend of, you know, what they offer and complements what we offer very well. For me, working with those type of professionals, I've always kind of done an interview system. So maybe this will help you, Linda. I really want to work with chiropractors and other healthcare professionals, but I want them to be in the same vein, meaning they want, you know, the goal is the wellness, and not all are. So, you know, maybe coming up with some questions that you see as important to having them on your team. You know, what is it that you want to have in a chiropractor? Just somebody who does adjustments and doesn't talk about nutrition probably isn't going to really help you much, unless they're interested in bringing somebody in who wants to talk about nutrition. So when you're talking about it, I like to talk about it as a partnership, and I also like to talk about it as, you know, how we can benefit your clients the most, because they're not going to share their clients with you or trust you know, unless you really talk about team building and how you're going to help the client is really how that works, because, you know, they want their clients to stick around, but sometimes their services are only needed short time. However, what you can introduce to the provider is that the Shackley products, the customers typically use those for, you know, 17 plus years, so they'll continue to reap rewards of that. Sometimes they don't understand the whole business side of it, and sometimes they don't want to understand the whole business side of it. Sometimes they want you to take care of all that. So you just, in my opinion, it's worked really well. If you're an extremely good listener, do they want to have the products available in the office, or do they just want to say, call Linda, she can help you? So, you know, there isn't a laid out plan, but certainly there's been quite a few of us who've been able to make it work. Does anybody else want to speak to that? I know, actually, Lydia talked about working with a chiropractor. So do you mind, Lydia, just sharing how that started and how you got that to work?
Denise, your voice was cut up a bit for me. But, yes, definitely. Linda, if you want to connect one-on-one, I think we have each other's numbers, so we could talk a bit about how I've been working with a chiropractor locally.
That would be great.
But yeah, I think Denise gave some great initial tips.
I'm sure we can all learn from each other, and it just makes so much sense. I guess another thing I'd add to it a lot of time is if they are into nutrition, it's because they have, like I have an arthritis doc who admitted that he has some of the, one of my questions was, do you have some of these problems too, after he gave a big talk about arthritis, and he admitted that he did, even though he was young. So I said, you know, if I could show you something that would relieve your pain in 5 days, and, you know, might it be interesting to you and your clients? And he said yes. So that was a great question, but it was a once-off question. And, you know, the big picture is if they already have nutrition going on, they're usually in love with their products. And so the question is, you know, have you found any good ways to sell against Life Extension and Standard Process and, you know, some of them that have a whole relationship with a certain distributor, and they only carry what the distributor carries. If anybody on the call has dealt with those things, again, would be interested, and I posted in Team Black, and it's Linda Rika Hutchings. Be very interested in hearing your stories and what your lessons were.
Yeah, I think we have to remember that it's like dating, right? It doesn't happen overnight, you know, right? You don't get married the next day, right? It's courting. You have to continue to educate, and sometimes it takes a short amount of time, and sometimes it takes a long time to, you know, build those relationships up. So continued education, continued asking questions. You know what, I think for a lot of people in that arena, they want to see statistics and data, and they want the numbers, they want the proof, and so you can slowly kind of, you know, drip that type of information, just letting them know that, you know, we're not a fly-by-night company, we have backing, science, research, and so I think that's what a lot of those other companies seem to suggest, is that they have, you know, the research, and then when you kind of break it down for them, not to put other companies down, but to really show that we really do have the research and we really stand behind our products. So at least that's what I have found working with, you know, people in that arena. But yes, let's continue this conversation. We'll talk about it on Facebook, and I do know at one time Shackley had some type of a fundraiser program. I honestly did not get involved in using that. I'm not sure, now that you bring that up, Linda, if we still do. Does anybody know if we still have that fundraiser program? Lydia, I feel like you would know that. Do you know?
We do not.
Yeah, we do not.
Oh, okay. So we don't even have that program anymore, because there were some very successful models. Somebody named Dean had like a whole, I think Children with Disabilities had some kind of manufacturing or repackaging of products kind of plant, and then it funded that. So it was sort of like, but I don't know if that, I want to say Aldridge, somebody, Dean with last name A. I don't really know what happened to that. And then there was, I know somebody else that I know a long time ago had, you know, things like things that save the cats, save the whales, save, you know, and it seems like such a great idea, but I think the practical application of how to help them manage it was really what I've had questions about, because I didn't want to go start promoting it if we don't still have that. It used to be that they got a whole free gold kit when it was gold kit. I've been in a long time, so the name has changed, but, you know, basically there was a kit, and they got the kit for free, and they could get started, and they got the website free, and but then you had to do training and identify a person who was going to be dedicated, and I just, that's for a fundraiser, and so I just was curious if anybody, but I think that would be also the case for a doctor's office or chiropractor's office, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we have that program. I'm not going to 100% say we don't, but it was suggested that we don't. So maybe we could contact Shackley in regards to that, or maybe Jennifer knows.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, thank you so much to everyone for your conversation this morning. Let's go out and, you know, share Shackley as we've been doing and help to, you know, put our customers and potential customers at ease with our nutrition and wellness products and, you know, green cleaning products, and help to get through this time and move forward into a healthier time. And remember to use this time to, you know, be compassionate and also be thoughtful with your words. And remember that, you know, our products are not meant to cure. So when using the verbiage, making sure that we're using what is authorized through Shackley. And again, that can be found, any of the verbiage that you find on the Shackley website, in the catalog, any of their online posts are okay for us to share. So thank you so much for being with us. As mentioned, we'll continue this conversation. Sounds like Linda's already posted on the Team Glacken page. If you'd like to continue to follow up, please follow along. All right, have a great week, everyone. Be well, and we will talk to you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.